All right, we're sitting here in the big Brazier and Bar at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago. The opening reception is just kicked off. We are the creative freelancer session is running down, and I believe the die line session is running down too. I'm going to turn this over. I have Emily Potts with me, who's you're the editor at Rockport?
Acquisitions editor for Rockport.
Acquisitions editor. What does that mean?
It just means I acquire content for Rockport. Like I find authors, I come up with the content, or they bring me the content. I don't know.
So such as our boy, superstar designer Drew Davies is currently writing for you?
Yes. You know what? He is a persistent boy, too.
Can you give us any dirt on him? Anything that we should, Leonard? Come on. I mean, we know this guy. We need some dirt.
No, I have no dirt on him. But, you know, he is very persistent. He kept emailing me. And I said, you know what? If I have a project that comes up, I'll contact you. And sure shit, a project came up, and I contacted him, and that was it.
Well, I look forward to that. And that's the best of Letterhead and Logo Design 12, which I believe is coming out around September.
Yes, it is. Please pick up a copy.
What else are you guys working on right now, and what are you doing here yourself at the HOW conference?
Okay, well, we are working on a new site called rockpaperinc.com. And
Now you say new site, rockpaperinc.com. Is that out now, or is that getting launched soon?
June 30th. It is not a corporate website. It's going to be a design destination. We've got 13 very familiar faces from the design community. Debbie Millman, Robin Ray, Stanley Hainsworth, Steve Gordon, Bill Gardner. Just we've got a whole bunch of people who are going to be contributing. So they're going to each have blogs every day. Plus, we're going to have content every day. And it's just going to be a place where designers can go, comment, and everybody can register for their own profiles. So it's going to be a place, too, where people looking for design services can go to find designers based on their specialty or where they are.
That's fantastic. And what else? Is that what you're here promoting at the conference, or are you just here as an attendee?
I'm kind of here as an attendee, but we're sponsoring the breakfast tomorrow morning, and we just want to get the word out about, Rockport. And, because books are kind of a touchy thing right now, because people are getting a lot of their content online and not from books. So we're really trying to build brand awareness.
And you guys are well represented in the bookstore down there, I noticed, over the conference. So if you're here at the HOW, swing by. What books do you recommend personally that are down there that Rockport did? And what's the best one that's a non-Rockport book that you'd recommend?
You know what? I haven't even been to the bookstore yet.
Ouch!
I just got here. I would definitely recommend I Heart Design by Stephen Heller. It's a great book. Let's see here. Ideology by Stanley Hainsworth. I hope that's in the bookstore. It's great. Steve Gordon's book, 100 Habits of Freelance Design.
Oh, I'm in that one. I love it.
I know. There's so many books because there's so many designers do different things, and our books focus on so many different specialties. So I hope that people will come by, browse the books, and find something that fits for them.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you the rest of this week.
Well, thank you for interviewing me.
Now, also right next to me, it looks like Matthew Porter from Nina Paper is in the house. Are you still with Nina Paper, I assume?
Oh, my God, I just ran in. Oh, hey, it's my friend Steve.
Yeah, I'm the editor and writer for Nina Paper's blog, Against the Grain.
And what is the URL for that blog for our listeners who want to check it out right now?
ninapaperblog.com. Or go to ninapaper.com and you can find the link off their homepage. It's fine, too.
And who are you most looking forward to writing about or seeing while you're here at the conference?
You know, there's always sort of the main stage speakers kind of people, but it's when you sit around and have conversations like we're having right now, you overhear things, like even what you guys are doing. I was asking you because I was trying to explain to Michael Osborne what 36 Point was doing, and then I'd meet new people. So always when I find new unsung people to feature or write about, it's great. Plus, we have this nice young photographer who's running around taking a lot of candids, and so we'll have a lot of photographs on the blog over the weekend. So it'll be everybody can see themselves on the blog live. Like they think they're on television, but they're not. Right.
And Nina Paper's actually hosting once again the closing night party. Are you guys in part of that, or is that the other part of the team?
That responsibility for that falls with this coordinating team that's at the House of Blues this year, and I stay away from that as much as possible, the planning, because I'm just not good at that. I'm overwhelmed just being the blog guy here, so I let those Kristen Carpenter and Jamie Saunders and Tom Wright's crack team figure all that out. So I will be there, though.
Well, they do a good job, and we look forward to it. Thanks. Thank you very much, Mr. Porter.
Thank you for having me.
All right, now I got to break this up because, as you see, there's ladies at the table, which means that Steve Gordon has them in things. So I'm going to throw this microphone in front of him and let you know what Steve is up to. Hey, Steve Gordon, what are you up to here at the Howe Conference?
Partying. Oh, wrong answer?
Okay, what have you been up to at the Howe Conference up until the party?
In all seriousness, partying. No, I was able to be so honored to be invited to speak at the at the Creative Freelancer Conference.
Hey, get out of my way. Who are you? Move.
And then I was able to facilitate the networking lunch. So it's been a pretty interesting day and a half, 2 days here.
How did the networking lunch go, and did you learn anything from it, even though you're just facilitating?
You know, yeah, actually, I make it a point to, we do kind of a speed networking thing at the end where I make sure that everyone, in every 15 minutes, we get up, you move to a completely different table full of completely different people to make sure that you're establishing a new connection. It's kind of a microcosm of the conference on the whole. And so as people make the switch, I dive in, I jump in, I sit at a table, and I get to meet people just like they would. So like the old commercial, I learned it by watching you. I try and make sure to do that. Jump in.
And how many people went to this networking lunch, and what was the food like, and where did you go?
I want to say it was the box lunch, turkey ham or mixed bag of tricks sandwich. And then there were roughly about 75 to maybe 100 people there. So it was a fairly good-sized group of people at a networking lunch. So it allowed people to get their feet wet, talking to each other, kind of practicing some of the techniques it takes to communicate, and then send them out into the conference of not 100 people, but more like 4,000 people.
And now that your job at the Howe Conference, well, and I mean by your job, I mean the things that you're in charge of are done, what are you most looking forward to seeing or doing while you're still here with the remaining of the conference, which actually the actual kickoff was tonight, so you were done before it started.
Right, yeah, it's kind of bizarre to have been at a part of the conference that's kind of like pre-gaming, and so now that my official duties are done, Howe has greatly afforded me the opportunity to become an attendee now. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning going down the list, seeing exactly what sessions are being offered, and getting my own learn on, you know.
Have you been able to catch any sessions before this, or are you just waiting until tomorrow to start? Like, you're too holed up in your room, scared, getting ready. You spoke in front of like 7,000 million people.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre because the way that the conferences are set up, the Freelancer Conference is kind of an all-in-one, all-encompassing thing, and they're all in the same room. So I've been able to take in a lot of the other sessions there because you happen to be in the room at the same time. But now that the major Howe Conference is happening, you actually travel around different rooms, different venues. So I did see some earlier sessions, but kind of by default because we were all in the same place. But I'm looking forward to going around to some of the different ones now.
All right, we look forward to hanging out with you. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon. You know you're always welcome on the show whenever you can make it.
Yeah, you know it, man. I love it. I love doing the Reflex Blue and wrap up. Holla at me. I'll be on the show. Peace.
Hey, welcome to the Reflex Blue show. What's your name?
I'm Teresa.
Teresa, what brings you to the Howe Conference, and is this your first one, or have you done these before? Are you like a veteran that we have just not run into before?
I am a first-timer, and I've come to be inspired and motivated and to learn as much as I can.
Where you come from?
I'm based out of Washington, D.C.
Okay, and what brings you from our nation's capital to this Cindy City? What event in particular, what little session are you most looking forward to so you can be disappointed and crushed by it?
Well, the in-house for managers session is the one that's most applicable to my job, so I'm looking forward to getting as much as I can out of that. But I was just I attended the Dialine and the Creative Freelancer Conference as well, and I got a lot out of both of those too. So, I mean, I really haven't been disappointed so far. I just need the stamina to keep going. It's so much to take in.
What is it that you think you've gotten more actionable items out of this conference, or do you think you've gotten more inspirational items, and which would you like more of?
It's kind of like, you know, getting hit in the head with a baseball that's like flying directly at your face. I think the action items kind of, it's not things that maybe you've never heard before, but it's just kind of sitting in a space and with other creatives and being able to network and realize, you know, and look kind of at your own work from another perspective and realize the things that maybe you need to improve on. So I have gotten some action items, but I think a lot of it is, you know, just being motivated and getting kind of kicked to the pants to just keep moving forward.
All right, we look forward to seeing you this week, and I hope that the HOW Conference works out well for you, and I hope you have a good time at it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we've got another conference attendee here that we're either going to talk tattoos or conference. What's your name?
Ensley.
Ensley, where are you from, and what brings you to the fabulous Hyatt Center where we're having this big HOW Conference?
Well, I'm from Minneapolis originally, but I lived in Chicago for 10 years, and I just moved back to Minnesota, so I don't have a good network there. I wanted to, like, get back in the game a little bit, like, fuel my flame. And to be honest with you, it has been the most rewarding thing ever for my career, but, like, my life. I mean,
I take it you haven't just shown up to the keynote. You actually went to either the Creative Freelancer or the Dialine, or are you going to all of them?
Creative Freelancer and didn't go to the keynote because I was goofing off with him.
And that would be our man, Steve Gordon, and that's a wise choice.
Totally wise, I'm telling you. Way wise.
What do you think you'll bring back with you as the most important thing from the Creative Freelancer that's gonna carry you through this year?
The main thing I got out of this is this. Like, I thought that I was inflicted with freelance, like, disease, and I was all alone in the world on an island, and I came here and I was like, oh my gosh, there's all these people that know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like inside jokes all over the place. It's amazing, like, just connecting with people, huge.
What is the best speaker, and don't say Steve, it'll make me vomit a little bit, that you saw at the Creative Freelancer sessions?
Actually, like, that's really hard. The first person that comes to mind, though, is Diana Valentine. Like, she's got the most amazing energy, and she doesn't even know it. And she even admitted that she's nervous talking in front of people and being in front of so many people. And that inspired me to think, oh, if she's nervous doing that, what can I do when I'm nervous and push through? You know what I mean? Like, so.
No, she's fantastic. She'll actually be the guest on our next full-length podcast after we finish these wrap-ups. So tune in a week and a half, 2 weeks, to listen to Diana. And she'll be guesting with Stefan Mumau.
And I need your shirt.
This is the Steve Gordon shirt. If you want to look good, even if you're me, you just dress in shirts that Steve designs.
Exactly. I agree.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show, and we'll hopefully see you at the at a future conference, maybe in Boston next year.
For sure. Definitely. I think once you go once, it's like you're done. You got to go.
It's like heroin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
It looks like we also have brought in our man, Tom Nemitz, with us. Welcome to the HOW Conference, Tom Nemitz.
How's it going, HOW Conference podcast listeners?
And what event, you haven't even looked at the register. You don't even know who's speaking at this thing yet, do you?
No, I don't have a clue. I censored myself there. I am at the bar, after all. No, I need to download the app, actually. I look pretty slick. Nate had that on his iPhone. And
Nate went iPhone, he went full tech. I mean, he'll be like Johnny Mnemonic. I haven't even seen that movie, but he'll look like that like in a week.
Nate went from like the old flip phone to the iPhone. It's crazy. He didn't go from like, you know, some kind of a intermediate smartphone to an iPhone. He went from the old like black and white flip phone to the iPhone. Now he's got all kinds of apps. It's crazy. But he's got the Howe Conference app. Looked really, really slick. Had a, like a schedule built in and a calendar and all kinds of cool stuff.
All right, and I assume you just go to the App Store for that, or do you go to the Howe?
So, I believe so.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think you can download an app if you don't go to the App Store. Apple's got that crap on lockdown, don't they?
They do. They do. It's all you got to go search for it either on iTunes or you got to go to the App Store on your phone, I believe. I need to go do that.
All right, well, maybe I'll try that out, too, so I can figure out what's going on tomorrow. I can't think of anything past what has just happened, and we've got to leave this bar fairly shortly because supposedly the conference exhibition center has opened up, and I'm assuming it's 3,000 mad people in a rush just stealing the French paper samples, which will be hot posters.
Which means there will be no line at the bar, and that's what I'm most concerned about at the moment.
That is not necessarily the truth. There are a lot of people. There will still be a line. There's no line at the bar here, but there will be down there.
I don't know. Those French paper samples are pretty hot. Everybody's going to want those posters.
All right, well, I'm going to give you my advice. French brings enough. You can wait on that booth until the line dies down. I just saved you half an hour. You're welcome. Either way, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a recap of what went on. And we also never did find out what was on, what was happening with the Von Glitschka paper, what they were trying to get him to sign. We're not sure. Maybe he has to kill somebody now. I'm not sure, but there was like many pages. It was stapled. Tune in tomorrow. We'll try to uncover it again, if Vaughn's even still alive at this thing. All right, and we're out. Steve, you got anything? Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Hustle hard, rock higher, stay gleaming, and party.
Yeah, let's do that.